You both are so wrong regarding Russian oil and your proposed energy bill. Regarding oil from Russia, banning oil from Russia was only a political ploy for a couple of obvious reasons. First, it won't hurt Russia. It just drives them closer to China, a country that's trying to buy up all of the energy in the world. They even tried to buy our coal mines. In addition, while Great Britain is on board, the EU isn't. Second, America's middle and lower classes will take the hit. The upper classes and the Washington elite will feel a tiny hit like a mosquito bite, if even that, while the middle and lower classes will take a big hit, like a killer bee sting. A very questionable decision, and you two bought into it without any thought concerning the impact on your voter base. In regard to your energy bill, it's almost as silly as Republicans stating we should be opening up the Keystone Pipeline and using our own energy, or Buttigieg telling us to buy electric cars. Neither of these proposals amount to anything. Mr. B's proposal is akin to let it be cake, and the Republicans is a fantasy that can't happen until, if, we win the White House. Just like Biden stopping the Russian oil imports, your proposed bill is not helping the middle and lower classes, who are already suffering because of the current inflation, the result of the amount of money that had to be created to support massive Democrat government spending. Your energy bill doesn't have a prayer in becoming law, even passing Congress, until Republicans are back in power. And for that to happen, we need to assure one legal vote per American citizen. I'm not convinced that will be fixed by 2024, and 2022 is just around the corner. That's the only focus where your effort should be placed. Without honest and fair elections, America is doomed. Quit this political fantasy stuff and concentrate on doing everything you can to take back Congress. Your efforts to correct the energy crisis will actually mean something then. Finally, nobody but Iowa corn farmers care about E15, and some of them don't see it as that big a deal. Your proposed bill doesn't convince us that you're trying to solve the energy crisis. The fanatical left are determined to destroy fossil fuels, and nothing will change their minds. In order to solve the energy crisis, we need to vote them out of power. Brad Fraker.